Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening, everyone. God bless you this evening. We are so glad, praise God, that you have decided to connect back in with us on Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where we have the amazing, awesome host, evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. We welcome you to Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening, where we have a great topic for you today. Jesus is the key. There is no key that's greater than Jesus. We're going to go right ahead and open up this evening in the power of prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch each and every person that's connecting on the line this evening. We know, Lord, that you know who they are. You know their reason for connecting. And Lord, we are so grateful that we're all through all we've gone through. God, we're still here. We're here, God, because you have a purpose and a plan. And we bless the name of the Lord because you are the key that we are in the right plan, the plan of the Lord. God bless you as we say amen, amen, amen. Praise God this evening. We just thank God for the opportunity to come back on Facing Your Fears radio talk show and share these amazing topics with you. Want to share with you this evening, evangelist Chapman will not be with us this evening, but we ask the listeners to keep our amazing host lifted in the power of prayer. We know that prayer going forth effective and fervent works. So let us keep evangelist Norma Chapman in our prayers. Praise God. Also want to send a shout out evening to her brother who is celebrating a birthday. God has blessed him to embrace another year of life. What a blessing. So today we say happy birthday to Ray Charles today. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Now, listeners, as we go forth, we want to invite you this evening to know that you can connect in. By pressing that one, you can chime in and share this evening as we are talking about this awesome topic. In the midst of everything that's going on, that has gone on, that's going to continue to go on, the topic tonight just want to remind you who's in full control. Want to remind you where the key is. Jesus Christ is the key. And we are excited about this good news, and so shall everyone else be. Knowing Jesus has the key to unlock communication between our Heavenly Father and us. In this world full of constant chaos in the world, this world is full of it. It's full of the constant chaos. But in the midst of that constant chaos, what we realize is that Jesus remains the key. He remains, praise God, our absolute everything. There is nothing, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how rough, how tough, there's nothing that he can't take care for us. In this world, as I said, with the chaos, the anger, the racism, and hate, our only safe place is in Jesus Christ. Murder during the pandemic is at an all-time high. The only way to turn is to turn to Jesus, who is the author, the finisher of our faith. Faith is standing on the word of God. Listen, no matter what is going on in the world, you can stand on the sound doctrine of truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the way. He is life. He is the truth. He's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he has to repent. We can truly depend on Jesus. The whole purpose of him coming to lay his life down was because he loved us so much. And he didn't love us because we were just fixing everything and getting everything correct. But while we were in our sins, while it was all in shambles, while it was all messed up, he took messes and made a miracle out of it. It doesn't matter how low we are. When we look to those to the hill where our help comes from, the Lord reaches way down and he'll pick us up, clean us up, turn us around, place our feet on a solid ground, and establish our going. So no matter what is going on in the world today, you got to have a knowing in your knowing. The knowing in your knowing says, I know that the Lord is with me. I know that he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I know that. You got to have a knowing in accordance to the word of God, as the Bible tells us in Matthew 16 and 19, that prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. Prayer is our open line of communication with the Lord. When we get into that place with the Lord, it is so easy for us to go into that place of worship. It's very hard to get into a place of sincere, effective prayer with the Lord without going into a place of worshiping. Because in that place, thing else out, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the one who can overturn that doctor's report that the doctor has told you, I can't do nothing else. I just want to pause for a moment to just quickly remind those that are listening this evening that has tuned in. We are so appreciative of our amazing, awesome listeners from around the world. We thank God for you, and it is our prayer, Evangelist Norma Chapman, Pastor Smith, that your lives are richly blessed, that you lack nothing, that your desires, as God has promised, are met, and everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread, you're blessed. We want you to know you can chime in and share by pressing that number one on your phone. You are listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening, and we invite you to feel free to press that number one on your phone and chime on in as we are talking about this awesome topic to encourage you this evening, to uplift you this evening, to inspire you this evening, to give you a hunger and a thirst and a desire through everything that you've gone through and will go through and have gone through, to press in and press on, because Jesus Christ is the key. I don't care how tough that lock is. There are some locks that we literally in the natural have to cut off, have to break off, have to destroy to make an entrance because there's no key. But I come to tell you that Jesus is the key. This key will unlock any door. I don't care whether it's steel. I don't care whether it's fiberglass. I don't care what that door is, how solid that door is. There is no door that Jesus cannot open to heal the marriage. He is the key to healing in that marriage. He'll open the door to create a road, praise God, in the desert, praise God. He'll make a way out of no way. He is that key to open financial doors, and we can get excited about knowing who the key is. Jesus Christ is the key. He's the key to everything. What is it this evening that you need God to open in your life? Whatever that is, just know this. He'll do it. He's more than enough. The word of God say, if you abide in me, John 15:7, and my word abide in you, because I am my word. He said, whatever you ask, I'll do it. Mark 11:24 lets us know that when we pray for something, we are to pray with expectation, believing that it's already done. Why? He's the key. We don't serve a next week God. We don't serve a next month God. We don't serve a next year God. But we serve the true and the living God, who is able to do great and mighty things, who is able to do great and mighty exploits. There is nothing, and when I say nothing, I mean absolutely, positively, there is nothing that the Lord cannot do. Look around us in the midst of the chaos, constant chaos, ongoing. It ain't stopping. Ongoing chaos. Instead of being better, people have chosen to become bitter. Instead of forgiving, they have chosen to hold hate and unforgiveness. Instead of loving, they begin to embrace racism. God made us all. He created us all. And he wants us to love one another. We got to overshadow hate with love and know that there's a safe place in the Lord. There's a protection under the shadow of the Almighty in that secret place where you hide us, in that place of safety, in that place of protection, in that place where the blood has not lost its power. It never has, and it never will. Philippians 4:6 lets us know, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your will to God. Make it known unto the Lord. You're not going to tell him anything that he does not already know. Remember, we are praying to one whose line is never busy. You call some people lying and they'll tell you, listen, you can call me anytime. I am available. I will be there. They give you their word. But in the wee hours of the night, when life happens, when life shows up, when the challenges of life presents themselves, and you have to pick up that phone at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, that phone seems to go right to the voicemail, or you get no answer. But one thing about Jesus, he's the key. When you call on him, his line is never busy. That's one line you can call on early in the morning, late in the midnight hour, and that line is never busy. When we pray to the Lord, we talk to him, we commune with him. Don't just pray when things are going good, but have a lifestyle of prayer, a relationship with the Lord that when you rise on your knees. Throughout your day, you're in a state of mind of prayer, just giving him, taking you through the day. Before your head hit the pillow at night, you're communicating with him again. Who wouldn't communicate with one who has the key? That's the one I need to be talking to. That's the one I need to lead me. That's the one I need to guide me. That's the one I need to order my foot. Them. That's the one I must incline my ear to his mouth. This Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, is the mouth of God. We ought to always want to know what is he saying. When we get into this word and study, as he says, to show ourselves approved, that a workman need not be ashamed, he or she, not specific to gender, can rightly divide the word of truth, then we know what's right and what's wrong. And we're able, because we're studying it, to live the life that God expects us to live, which is holy because he's holy, righteous because he's righteous. He's the key. He got everything you need. He got everything you desire. He's able to overturn any situation. He's able to bring you out of any hardship. He's able to overturn anything that come up against you in this world. Why? He said it in John 10 and 10. He said, I came. See, we know what the enemy came to do. But he said, I came that you may have life and that you may have this life more abundantly. I didn't lay my life down. I'm the key. I'm the key. What is it that you need? What is it that your heart desires? I won't just give you your needs or meet your needs. I'll grant you your very heart's desire. There are conditions upon my blessings. I'm the key. There is no door that I can't unlock. I will bring that individual that you're your family member that is strung out on drugs. I will bring them off of drugs. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting me. I will heal that marriage. Don't just jump up and walk away. Give God a chance. Give the one who got a key. Take it to Jesus in prayer. And when you take it there, leave it there. You get out of God's way. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Take that wayward child. Put that name before God at the altar. Trust God. Take it out of your hand and put it in God's hand, and you'll see. You'll see. God will fix it. He'll turn it around. He'll make a way out of no way. You'll look up one day and see that same one coming into Jesus. He'll bring them right on in. You'll look up one day and see that their foundation that they were raised on, they have not forgotten it. They had something to go back to. Turn it over to Jesus. That issue between the siblings, sisters and brothers, don't speak no more. That's a trick of the enemy. Turn it over to Jesus. Let it go. Forgive. God wants love. Love is what heals. Jesus is love. The key is love. Let the old go. Come on, let it go. What happened, happened. Don't walk around with hate. Hate will make you sick. Unforgiveness will cause symptoms in your body. Cause blood pressure issues, sugar level issues. When you hate and you're holding that in, only person that's going to receive the negative of that is you. Listeners, you are tuned in this evening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where the amazing, awesome host is Evangelist Norma Chapman and her co-host, myself, Pastor Doris Smith. And we're so grateful for you listeners. We're so grateful that you connect in and you are constantly here every Thursday evening for whatever the Lord has given the visionary for this line to be a blessing in your life. And it's our prayer that this will richly bless your life, especially during these times when there's so much going on. We want to encourage you to know who the key is. So if you are one of those people today that may have gone through something today, lift up your head. Be lifted up. Lift up your head. Look to the key. Look to the heel. Keep your eyes on the mark. He has not changed. He will not change. He is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He is a never-changing God. We change on him, and even then, he loves us so much till he has provided a way of our escape through the blood of Jesus, through the power of repenting and getting back in right standings with the Lord. Let nothing, don't allow tests, don't allow trials. Don't let the cares of this world, don't let nothing separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. He is the key. When you are weak, he is the key of strength. When you are down, he is the key that will lift you up. When you are discouraged, he is the key of encouragement. When you want to quit and give up, and eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not even entered into the heart of man what I have in store for those that love me. He is the only way to turn to. I tell you today, as we share this topic, Jesus is the way. There is no one else to turn to but Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, I encourage you to get to know Jesus. I encourage you to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. There is no other way. And there is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ. We're in the month of February. We're in the month where everybody is gearing up to run out and get flowers and candy. But what about the 364 days after the one day you shine? Real love is not just one day. It's every day. And the love of Jesus Christ is the key. It's for us every day. He don't just love us one day. His love is for eternity. He loves us so much that he wants us to spend eternity with him. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ. Look, just think for a moment. Some of the things that we have done in our life before we got to know who Christ was. Look how loving, how merciful, how sufficient his grace is. It reached way down, cleaned us up from some things, turned our life around, placed our feet on a solid ground, opened doors and created ways, richly, physically, spiritually, and financially have blessed our lives that literally have dumbfound the naysayers. Because God has opened doors, and we find out through the one that is the key that all we do in him is win. When it looked like a lose, it's a win. When it looked like a down, it's a up. When it looked like it's been taken, it's been given. Because he is the key, and there is no losing in Christ Jesus. No matter who come up against you, he is the key. No matter what the reason is that they form the evils against you, he is the key. The promises that he make remain yes and amen because he is the key. I'm with you is a promise. The key, whatever you need, the one that can open the door is with you. So don't worry. Just pray. Worship. Don't worry. Worship. Don't worry. Pray. Don't worry. Trust God. He is the key. He knows your name. He knows your need. He knows everything in your journey called life because he set this journey a long, long time ago, long before your mother met your father, before they had the first kiss, before they had any thought of intimacy. Your journey were already made. Everything concerned you was already set. You can't change it. And the only one that gets shocked on the journey is us, because we don't know, but God already knows. So when we go to him and tell him, he already knows. He knows. God bless you. We are so grateful for those that are tuned in this evening. Just want to remind you again that you are tuned in this evening, listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show with Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. And we just thank and praise God for you this evening and want you to know that we want to allow you an opportunity to chime in. We want to allow you an opportunity this evening to chime in on Facing Your Fears by pressing that one. We have just a couple of more minutes left, but we would love to allow you a couple of minutes. If you are there and you want to say something, you want to share on this topic, Jesus is the key. He's the key that will open any door. Want to remind you to keep Evangelist Norma Chapman lifted in your prayers. And again, we just say thank God for Brother Ray Charles as he celebrates his birthday. God bless each and every one of you connected. We pray for the families that are battling yet COVID-19. We pray for the families of the Federal Bureau of Investigation who lost their lives in the line of duty. We pray for those that will be healed who are recovering in the hospital. We pray for our leadership all over the world. We continue to lift up Facing Your Fears radio talk show and the amazing, awesome host who is a visionary that God is sharing these amazing topics through, that he will continue to pour into her as she's able to share in the world and making a difference nationwide, worldwide. We just thank God for you today. Want you to leave knowing that you can connect with Evangelist Norma Chapman, who is on Facebook, as well as you can connect with myself, Pastor Doris Smith, who is on Facebook. Also like to take this moment to invite you all to connect with us on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. Speakers connect from around the world every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m., every Thursday morning at 5 a.m. You can dial in by dialing 712-775-7031. Again, 712-775-7031. Access code 710569#. Access code once more, 710569#. Our topic for the month of February is I Am Still Here. God bless you. Praise God this evening. We're so grateful for such a beautiful topic. Jesus is the key. Remember, he is the key. Remember, there is no other key that will unlock any door, any issue, any situation in your life, my brothers and sisters, as you're connected on Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening, except Jesus Christ. He is our hope. He is our help. He is our strength. He is our everything. Be encouraged. Be uplifted. Be inspired. Be motivated to know that he is with you. And whatever door you need to be unlocked, keep the faith. Faith is standing on the Word of God, standing on who he is, no matter what is going on in the world today. Know this, no God's word shall not, will not return void, but it shall accomplish that which it is sent to do. Praise God, we only have like 2.5 minutes. We are getting ready, praise God, to give our closing prayer. We want to thank you again for connecting in with us on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for Evangelist Norma Chapman. Continue to keep our amazing, awesome host lifted in prayer. God bless you, Evangelist. She has chimed in.
Pastor, go right ahead. Thank God. As I sat back and I was listening to the show on today, hosted by our beautiful, awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. And I recognize some numbers that I want to just acknowledge. My daughter, who's listening in on today, T. And also I want to acknowledge my good friend, Gloria Hall Johnson. Thank you for calling in, Ms. Johnson. And if you want to, you got at least a couple of seconds. You can hit that number one on your phone. I'll bring you into the studio if you just want to say hello to our listeners on today. Ms. Gloria Hall Johnson, you can hit that number one on your phone if you want to just say hello to the listeners on today. We thank God for having her in the midst on today. And I want to thank the beautiful co-host for such awesome lesson. And I'm going to bring in Mrs. Gloria Hall Johnson now. If we go 2 or 3 minutes over, don't worry about it, co-host. Ms. Johnson, you're in the studio at this time. Johnson, you're in the studio. Hello, Ms. Johnson, can you hear us? Ms. Johnson, you are now in the studio. Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Ms. Johnson? Probably have her speaker, her volume down. But she has that question mark there and indicating to me that she does want to say something to our listeners. Miss Johnson, can you hear us? You are now in. All right, we're going to move on, listeners, and we just go into our we will go into our closing prayer at this time. God bless you. Remember to tune in every Thursday as we continue this walk down the path that God has set us on. Co-host, closing prayer.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. We thank you for the word today that you are the key and that everyone on this line will always know that they can depend on and trust you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. This concludes our show for today.